from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's time to go Inside the Green Room with Danny Green.
With that being said, speaking of NBA culture, let's get a little bit regional with it. And specifically, let's go to the city of Philadelphia, where Paul George was introduced as the newest member of the Philadelphia 76ers. He had his press conference recently, and he said one thing, Danny, that really caught the attention of a lot of people, particularly in the city of Philadelphia. I'll give you the full quote, and then we'll react to one specific portion of it. He says, as it pertains to the intensity that comes from Philadelphia 76ers fans, the fact that they haven't reached the Eastern Conference Finals in 23 years, there is going to be a lot of pressure on him and the team, considering how good the roster is, at least on paper. And this is what he said: at the end of the day, it's brotherly love, right? I'm looking forward to it. I think pressure is good. I think intensity is good. And that's what you get up for. You want the fans to be fired up. You want them to put that pressure to go out and perform and win games. That's our job. So I'm looking forward to it. Here's where it gets a little interesting. Be as critical and as hard as you can. I think it's going to work out for myself and for the team. I'm not scared or shying away from that at any point, at any stage. As a man who played in Philadelphia, Danny, I need your thoughts.
I respect it, but I can understand where he's coming from. But Pete, please, dear, for the love of God, recant this message. You do not need, listen, we've seen Pete in different forms, different, you know, aspects, especially going through the mental health part of things. We do not need you back in that place, bro. These fans, there's no mercy when they take the gloves off. Do not give them this type of access, outlet, or freedom to do so with your blessing. They will do it on their own. Trust me, they don't need your blessing. But this is one you need to take back. And I said, at 34 years old, it's not what you need in your life. Mental health wise, you don't need this. And emotional, you just don't need that. You need them to be supportive. We were making a turn here with Philly fans doing the cheering thing. I think they started out with baseball, you know, instead of the booing. It's like, all right, let's try to make a turn and do the cheering thing. What P has now opened the doors to is back to the booing thing. And I said, I respect that he's stepping up to the challenge, wants to be challenged. But he won't, I don't think he understands what the level's like being in this city.
You don't understand.
This group of fans. It's a love-hate relationship, love to death. He will understand very quickly. But this is one we're going to look back and people are going to keep bringing this up. You know, it's one of those things when people say something on social media or Instagram, or it becomes a meme, and it's like, you know, back in the day, this is what he said back then. You said this, and then it's going to be, you know, a different type of statement after. So please, expeditiously, get back on the pod and tell him you take it back. Like, you don't need this out here. You know what I'm saying? You don't need that type of – I love the mentality. I love, you know, the fact that you – but that type of energy you don't need in that city of Philly, bro. But I wish him the best. I know he's going to do well. I know he's a great player. He's a great player. So I have no doubts on him. But we don't need to make it any harder for you or that team. So let's turn it into a positive. We don't need y'all to be critical. You can construct the criticism, cool, but now we need y'all supportive, which is support. Just stay in that lane, the support lane, not critical lane, support.
So. Yeah, I think, you know, what's going to be interesting for Paul George, I think, going into this experience is that he's going to actually love when they are winning, when they are playing well, when mm-hmm. he is playing well. Those Philadelphia fans, when you are hooping, they are intense. And when they are intense on your side, it is definitely a momentous type of thing. It can definitely power you to some wins. At the same time, Paul George, Playoff P, as he once called himself, has had bad performances in the playoffs. Go back to just this past postseason. Only shot 41% from the field. If he shoots that percentage or worse in a playoff series and they end up losing, the energy that he probably would be hoping to get is not the energy that he probably is going to need to play at a high level or to play at the level that would be needed for them to win an NBA championship. You're right, Danny. Philadelphia fans are going to give it to you whether you ask for it or not. But I do think there was a way he could have finessed it a bit better, and he could have even referenced last year's playoffs. He could have said, I know Philadelphia fans are great, and I want to make sure we had the best home court advantage going throughout the entirety of the regular season and the postseason. Leave it at that. He could have referenced what happened in the Knicks series where Knicks fans were taking over the arena. And he said he could have referenced that in a positive way and encouraged the Philadelphia fans that we have a championship team here. We need all the support we can get so we can have the
man. He could have said anything. He could have said anything but that.
Anything but what he said. Don't ask the Philadelphia fans to keep it real with you because not now that. You're going to get one. It's not yeah. That's nah. just not going to be it. But I will say this though. Last year in the playoffs, he averaged 19.5 points, almost 7 rebounds, almost 5 assists. That type of stat line for the Clippers did not work. It did not work, particularly with Kawhi Leonard
injury. It'll definitely work for Philly. Yeah,
it will definitely work for Philly when you already have Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I'm optimistic that they're going to be a very good team, Danny. But the one thing, and it always, always, always ends up being the case, is Joel Embiid actually going to be healthy for the playoff run. That's that's the $1 million story.
They picked up some good pieces though. They got Reggie Jackson out, Kelly Oubre's back, Kyle Lowry's back. You know, they picked up some good pieces. So it's gonna be interesting. Got Drum back over there, good backup big. So I think they're preparing for if Joel's not healthy right away to start. I think they get out of the first round with the group that they have without him. But he has to be healthy for at least that second leg of it, second round of the series. But he has to be healthy all season, like to be healthy. That's what we're hoping for.
Speaking of Joel Embiid, he is actually taking a risk considering what he wants to accomplish, an NBA title, and considering his history in the playoffs. I think there has to be some Sixers fans who are saying, hey, Joel, it's nice you want to represent Team USA, but we don't need you. With that being said, his Team USA performance has not been inspiring, I would say, for a multitude of reasons. Maybe it's the three-point line. He's not getting the space to operate. But we've seen Anthony Davis play at a higher level for Team USA. We've seen Bam Adebayo play at a higher level for Team USA. Nonetheless, Team USA gets it started in earnest this weekend as the Olympics get kicked off. Danny, you know what's interesting? We've seen LeBron take over the last two games against South Sudan and against Germany. And I think the interesting thing that a lot of people are saying is, wow, look at LeBron, still the go-to guy. But I'm going to keep it real with you. And yes, salute to LeBron for having those moments in these games. But I honestly feel, Danny, any player on that
could
roster,
do that.
Not any player, but most players on that roster could have taken over. It's just that LeBron has seniority. How much do you think that plays into how he has been playing and just how Team USA operates?
I think it also said you give the ball to the guy that's hot, that's playing well for that game. So seniority for sure takes place, but the fact that he was playing well before that play, before that moment, was like, all right, he should have the ball. If Antwerp is hot, they're going to have the ball in his hands. If Steph is hot, we're going to put the ball in his hands. If Joel is hot, they have a lot of talent. So, you know, Joel, even though Philly's upset and don't want him to play, he could get a lot of rest. He don't need to play full games. So you have Bam, you have Anthony Davis there. You have a lot of other guys around you. So his actual you know, PER or his minutes, all the things workload. Aren't even high. It's yes, his workload is way less than it would be playing in a regular season with Philly. And also it's probably different because you're just having the ball a lot, people doubling him, and then, you know, working that way. Now he's playing with other superstars. It's tough. He's not getting as much many touches, not getting the ball all the time in the post. It's here and there. So he's got to work as a role player now. It's very different. You have to be a lot more efficient, and you get a lot less shots, and you have to be able to stay ready and be ready at all times. So to be a role player for a lot of these superstars is weird for all of them, not just him. And that's why you can see the chemistry, the gel is not there. And the people, like, you know, when Kai said we used to have tryouts, and the reason why they brought in a Derek White instead of a Jaylen Brown, even though Jaylen deserved the spot, but it's like we need more glue guys. The glue guys that we know of that they have is Drew and Derek. Outside of that, I don't know who else is a glue. Everybody else has been a superstar. Bam is somewhat. AD knows how to play a role pretty well, like at the big position. Everybody else is I'm the man, I'm the go-to guy. And that's not even having Kevin Durant in the lineup right now. He's coming back soon. So when he comes back, what are we looking at then? You know? So
it's been interesting to see how they've played. Germany, my understanding is Germany's shot took more three-point attempts than Team USA in their last game than Team USA did in their last two games combined. So there's going to be some three-point variance that Team USA is going to have to make up for. They're going to have to be able to get up more threes. It's going to be an interesting tournament all around. And I think this is, you know, it's interesting. You look at Team USA's roster and you say, oh, they're definitely going to win. But Danny, we're seeing – and it's still – it happens every year. Chemistry actually does matter. Look how high we were.
And the three-point line matters. So these guys are very good scorers, but they're not three-point shooters. You know what I'm saying? Most scorers are mid-range guys. They can shoot the three, but they're not catch-and-shoot three-point guys. You know, they're missing guys like, you know, Michael Redd back in the day, Clay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even Melo. But those guys are still ISO guys, but a lot of them mid-range guys. So, yes, chemistry matters and the three-point line matters. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. Continue.
No, you're good. I mean, look how high we were on the Phoenix Suns last year during this time after they made the trade for their big three. Then we start watching the games. You're like, oh, their chemistry is boo-boo. Like, so, we're seeing it. And I think we're going to see it this Olympics. Chemistry is going to matter. And Team USA, while I still expect them to win gold, oh, there's going to be some close calls here. That's for sure. I'm excited to watch it. I'm sure you are too, Danny. Any last thoughts from Team USA before we get to some over and unders for the next NBA season?
No, I'm excited, man. I can't wait to see some of those guys, their first gold medal. You know, I've never got a chance to be a part of it, and probably never will be. It's an extremely tough thing to make. It's a prideful thing to win. You know, anybody that's even won any type of medal, whether it's bronze, silver, or gold, to win a gold is very special. But even, you know, Patty's won championships before. He's like, the best thing he's ever done is win a bronze medal. I think it was they won bronze. So winning a medal is extremely.
Patty hoops for Australia, boy. He does.
He does all the time. There's always those guys. So it's an unbelievable thing to be able to play for your country and to be able to win medals for your country. So, you know, hats off to those guys. Wish them the best of luck. And hopefully one day I get a chance to watch it up close. But yeah, man, I'm excited to see how they do.
Should be a fun run. Of course, right here on Inside the Green Room, we will be keeping tabs of Team USA and all of the NBA players that are participating in the Olympics. Fun fact, back with the Dream Team, Danny, it was 9 NBA players outside of Team USA that the Dream Team had to play against. This upcoming Olympics, the Team USA will have to play against a grand total, or at least in the field, there's a total of 61 NBA players. The numbers have definitely multiplied. The competition only getting more stiff internationally. We'll see how Team USA fares out. But when we come back from break, there's some interesting win totals that I've noticed here for the 2024-2025 season. We're going to play Guess the Win with Danny when we come back on Inside the Green.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.